Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Again, the last shaila was we had again a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. If when you make the kedushin, you made it on a tanai, and then you were konsos stam, then with shas nesuin you didn't mention the tanai, so that Rav says tricha menu get. Rav's svar was that she's moichel. He's like overlooks the tanai since he has beer with her. He doesn't want the beer to be his nus. Therefore, you have to give her get. Shmuel says no, and it's tricha menu get. That since you made a tanai, even though you were konsos stam, still the tanai it takes effect. And therefore, if you find out later she has nedarim, the kedushin was not chay, you did not have to give her get. So last Gemara, we asked the kasha on Shmuel. The Gemara said a tuyuf to the Shmuel. So Gemara says again, no, the beginning of Ayin Gimel with Bezes, loy, hatoye kitsha stam v'konsa stam. That the Mishnah's mashma, you have to give her get, is where you're makadish stam, you didn't make a tanai b'shas the kedushin. And you were also konsa stam. So therefore, since you did not make any tanoyim at all, that's why the kedushin is chal, and you have to give her get. Zemora says, Abel, what's going to be the Odiyak? Kitra Tanai? What's going to be the case of Bishas Kedushin, you made a Tanai? For Konsostam? And then you made the Kinesi, you made the Nesuyin Stam without any Tanoyim? So, Ochinam, you want to tell me the Loy Boy Gita? That you don't have to have a get? No, this is the Pshan Shmuel. Shmuel says that when you make a Tanai, Bishas the Kedushin, like Amanah, Shein, Olehen, Nadarim, and then you made the Nesuyin Stam, even though you didn't speak out the Tanai, Bishas Nesuyin, Bishas had Via, Shmuel Svar is still, you only Konasa Amanah, the first Tanai, that she does not have Nadarim, and if later you find out that she does have Nadarim, and the Chnaim, the Kedushin is not Chal, you would not have to give her a get. So you want to say that's true? So the Gemara is so, Adetoni ha-mekadosh es-isha. Why does our Mishnah have to say the case in the ratio? Where you mekadosh isha? Al-menah she'en olah nedorim, and it's not, she does not have any nedorim. And then the Mishnah says, v'ninso olah nedorim. That later, mashm even without nesuyin. Stam after the Kedushin, you find out that she has nedorim. So the Mishnah says, einu mekadoshes. That she's not mekadoshes, because she made a tanai condition that she's such a lady that does not have any nedorim. She did not make nedorim. And if later you found out that she did make nedarim, therefore the kedushin is not chal. That's what our Mishnah says. So the question is, listening, why didn't the Mishnah say a bigger chiddush? The Mishnah should have said, even the case according to Shmuel, that konsostam, like in the case where you mekadisha on a tanai that she does not have nedarim, and then later you made an asuyim, you live with a stam without any conditions. Still, the nimtza le nedarim, if later you find she does have nedarim on her, the din should be Eina Mekadeshes. According to Shmuel, still is Eina Mekadeshes. So the question is, how come the Mishnah does not say this? Why does the Mishnah only say in a case where you made Kedushin only on a Tanai? Mora says, V'kol Shchein Ho, and if we would have said this case in the Mishnah, for sure we would know like the first case of the Mishnah, where you only made Kedushin on a Tanai. So the Mora says, Eina Chinami, the Mora says, Ho Chinami Komer. This is exactly what our Mishnah means to say, really. Now the Mishnah says, Ha Mekadeshes Ho Isha Al Menashe Eina Le Nedarim. If a man marries a wife with a tanai with a condition that she does not have any in the dorm, she did not make any in the dorm. And you have to add on to the mission of the konsostam, that even though Bishas Nesuyin, the first time he lived with her, he did not make any conditions, still, v'nimtzele nedarim, if later he finds out that she does have nedarim, the halacha is eina mekadeshes, she is not mekadeshes, henechanami, like this will be according to Shmuel. But what about kitshostam for konsostam? Let's say in the case where the Kedushin was Stam, the husband did not make any Tanoim, any conditions. And he also made an Nesuyin Stam without any conditions. And then later he finds out that she has Nedarim, and that bothers the husband. So then the Lacher is Teitzei, that if you want to get rid of her, you have to give her a get, because the Kedushin was Chal, you did not make any conditions, B'Shas Kedushin. But, Shaloi B'Ksuba, you did not have to pay your Ksuba. So the Gemara's Medayik, Ksuba hu d'loy boy. Mashma from the Mishnah that now you don't have to give her a ksuba. But hagita boy, mashma though a get you do have to give her. No, it doesn't say clearly a get, it just says teitzei. But since it says shaloy b'ksuba, mashma all it is that she does not get her ksuba. But our koponim, the husband, does have to give her a get. So Murray asks, like, why? Well, mashma ksuba d'loy boy. How come you don't have to pay your wife a ksuba? Why not? The yom, because the husband has the right to say, if she bishin adranis, I can't take such a wife that has nedarim. If she's such a lady that always makes nedarim, I can't take her. So that's why it's like not called your fault, it's called her fault. Therefore you don't have to give her a ksuba. If so, get namiloi tiboi. If there's such a svara that a husband has a right to say, I can't take such a lady, so it should also be like a toyis mikara, and we should also say like the kedushin is not chal. Like even though we didn't speak out the tanai, but lechur it's a svara, it's as if he spoke it out. If you're telling me it's so strong that a husband can't take it, that's why he does not have to give her a ksuba, lechur the same svara should apply also for not to have to give her a get, that the kedushin should not be chal at all. So the Gemara says one teretz is enechnami. Omar Rabbi says tzurich a get midivrayim. That the now Mishnah is mashma. You have to give her a get. It's mashma only midrabbonin midivrayim. You have to give her a get. But enechnami midiraisa. The svar is that since the husband can't take it, a lady that has nedarim, even though we did not speak it out, still we say it as if the kedushin is not chal. And midiraisa, you don't have to give her a get. It's only midrabbonin midivrayim that you would have to give her a get. The Gemara says the same thing. Rav Chizkiya also says like this: that tzricha get midivrayim. In our case, all you have to do is just give her a get midivrayim midrabbonin. But the Gemara says though, then Rav Amar Rav says no. Rav says I tell you, torna svuke misafkalei. The Tana, the pshat from our mission is it's a suffix. If a husband, if it bothers him that much that his wife has an adorim and he did not speak it out, is it a strong enough, is it something that bothers him strong enough on a stam b'nayodam to say as if the Kedushin is not chal at all? So he's mesupik the Tana, the Mishnah. Therefore, kabi memoino lakula. Kabi the shalom the husband has, does the husband have to give her a ksuba now that you go lakula? So mom is like a shalom, money problem. Does he have to pay the money or not? Now since there's a suffer to the Tana, maybe the Kedushin is not chal, he should not have to pay the money. So we say the klal, suffik money, you go lakula, ha moitzim mechaveru olavaraya. The husband does not have to pay it. But Gabi Yisura, the get to the question is she married or not? Does she need a get or not? That's a Shalin Isur. Do we let her get married to somebody else without a get? That's a Shalin Isurim. Therefore, the klal is the Chumra. You have a Suffolk Isur, you go the Chumra. So according to Rav, you have to give her a get midiraisa. Because the Suffolk Chumra, Suffolk midiraisa, you go the Chumra. Omar Rabbi says not like this now. Machlekes, that it is a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel we had before. In the case where you were konsostam, where the husband had an nesuyin live with his wife without any conditions, do we say that since he was konsostam, he like overlooks the tanai and the kedushin is chal, even though she has nedarim? Or else the way Shmuel says no, since he made a condition, even though he's konsostam, still the kedushin is not chal. So Rabbi says like this, where is the machlokes betoyish shtei noshim? Only if it's a toyis, a mistake by two different ladies. But if it's one lady, everybody agrees, even Rav would agree then, that if this lady, you were Makadosh on a Tanai, you spoke out clearly, you only make an Kedushin Amanah, she does not have any Nedarim on her. You spoke it out clearly. Even though Bishas Nesuyin, when you're living with her, you did not speak out any Tanoim, everybody agrees though, you only Konsa Amanah, that she does not have Nedarim. And if you find out later that she did make Nedarim, the din is ain't tzricha menu get. Where is the machlokes? Where does Rav say you have to give her get? By shtei noshim. Shtei noshim means true. You were mekadesh one wife, and with her you spoke out of a ferisha tonight. You made a condition, the kedushin should only be chal only if she does not have any Nedarim. Now, then later you married a second wife. And by the second wife you did not speak out any tonight, any conditions. So here Rav says that even though you spoke out by the first wife, so what? Now that you're marrying a second wife, it could be the second wife you like more, that even though she has a dorm, you'll take her. That's Rav's svara. And Shmuel says no, since when you married your first wife, we saw that you were makbid, you made a tanai, al-manashi does not have nedarim, we see that you're such a person, you can't take nedarim. Now the second wife you take, if she has nedarim, also the kedushin is not chal. That's called the machlekesis betoyish shtei noshim. But the same wife, if he's made a tanai b'shas kedushin, Rab holds everybody else that b'shas nesuyin, even though you're doing it stam, the kedushin is not chal. So the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Abaye said, for mas nisin and al mishnah, te toyisi shachasi. Al mishnah clearly is talking about one lady, you're marrying one wife. Ukamai svina to yuftiminei. And still we want to ask the kasha and shmur from al mishnah. So Mashma the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is the case of one wife, not Padavka by two wives. So Mora says, Eli Yit Mochid, if you want to learn like this, Omar Rabbi says like this, that Machlokes Betoyis Isha Achas, true, the Machlokes is even by one wife, But it has to be a case, kein shtei noshim, like it's two different wives. We'll soon explain. Aba b'toyisi shachas k'reidosa, but if it's a mistake only by one wife itself, t'evrihakul, everybody agrees, ein etzricha meinu get, that you would not have to give her a get. In other words, where you made kedushin in this wife, and you made a tanai condition b'shas kedushin only, almanashi does not have any nedarim, and later you make nisuyin with her, stam, everybody agrees that the kedushin is not chal. Even though you were konsa stam, since with this wife itself you made a condition, if you find out later she has nedarim, it's not chal. Where is the machloikis? True by one wife, but kein like two wives. So Rashi explained, what does it mean, Isha achas kein shtei noshim? Rashi says, true, ki tshu'al tana, you marry this wife with a condition that she does not have any nedarim. V'girsha min erisin, and then later, just after the erisin, you gave her a get. Now, v'choz of a kunsa stam, then later, after you gave her a get, you went and lived with her, you made nisuyim with a stam. Then you made kedushin bia with her again. So v'hi omer Rav, here Rav says, tzricha get. That now, since you made like a new kedushin, a new bia, and now you did not make any tanoim, that's why we say like you're overlooking the tanai, the condition of the mum, of the nedarim, and the kedushin is chal, you have to give her a get. Like Rashi says, because she's like another wife, because you already gave her a get once. Well, l'shem kedushin boil, that when you're making a new bia now, that's being done l'shem kedushin. And therefore, Rav says you don't say he's being born now or manas the first tanai, because the first tanai was with the first kedushin. But after the first kedushin, he gave her a get already. So now it's considered like a new wife, a new kedushin. That's why here Rav says the kedushin is chal. And even in this case, Shmuel still says no, since Lamaisa is the same wife that you were makanish before, and we saw you made a condition then a manashi does not have nedarim. So we see you're a person you can't take nedarim. Even though after you give her a get, you go and live with her and do it the shem kedushin, and then you do not speak out the tanai, still Shmuel says you're only doing it amnas the tanai, that she does not have any nedarim. And if you find out later she does have nedarim, halacha is the kedushin is not chal. But I call upon our Mishnah that we asked the kasha could also be talking about this case, one wife too, true, but it's like two wives. Eis vei Abaye asked the kasha like this, Abaye asked the kasha and Rabbah like this. It says, kitcha betois. To Tosefta, that if a man is Mekadosh's wife with a toys with a mistake, and the other meaning is the mistake means that he thought she doesn't have any nedarim, and later we find out yes she does have nedarim. Or else, Supokas Meshava Pruta, you are Mekadosh, and at the time you didn't give her Shava Pruta, so the chur of the ring wasn't worth a Shava Pruta. The chur of kedushin is not chal. V'chein Katan Shekidish, the same thing if the man, the husband, was a Katan when he gave his wife the kedushin, the money. Also, it's not chal. So the Sefta says, "Afal pisha shalach savlonis liachem mikan." Even though later, even after he grows up, he sends her a present. Savlonis means the husband sends his wife a present. Liachem mikan. After this, the locher is ainam kedushis. Still, we said the kedushin is not chal. Why? Shemach mas kedushin or rishonim shalach. That he sends a present to his wife later, it's not the pshat he wants to make kedushin over again. No, he thinks the first kedushin he made was good, and now he's only sending her a present. And since we know the first kedushin really was not chal, therefore she's enem kedushis. But it says, what about v'imbolu? Let's say if later the husband lives with his wife, konu, then the kedushin taker is chal. Then we say this bia now is being done l'shem kedushin. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar, imbolu l'konu. No, machlokes. Even though he had bia with her, still we say he's making the Biyah al-Menash, the first Kedushin, and since the first Kedushin was not Chal, it was Pachal Meshavah Pruta, therefore, or else he was a Kotan then, therefore still it's like Kona, the Kedushin is not Chal. But I call upon him to see it's a Machlokes here. Now, V'yohocho D'toyisi Shachasi. Here, look where the first case is, where you made Kedushin with your wife, and it was a Toys, like you spoke out clearly, the Havimimimimimimimimim is that al-Menashi does not have any Nedorim. So we say, if you find out later she has nedarim, she's ainam kedushis. But still we say that Tanakama says, but in Bolu, if you like, you make nisuin, you live with her, then we say the kedushin is chal. Zechur, that's Rav Svara. Zechur, you see, Rav holds this Svara even b'shachas. Even though you made it tonight, b'shach the kedushin, we say, so what? If since Peshat Nesuin, you did not, the Peshat Nebiyah, you did it stam, you did not make any tenoyim, we say you're overlooking the conditions, and you want the condition to be chal, like we said before, and all the moisture bilos, the bilos nus, you don't want to be a bias nus. Schud is not like Rabba. So Morris says, my love, toyis nedorim, doesn't the toyis here mean you made a mistake about nedorim, that you made a condition, now Menashe doesn't have nedorim, and later we find out she does have nedorim, still you see the condition is chal, if you made bia. So Chur Tzakash on Rabba. So Morris says, loy, that's not pshan in the Tasef over here. Hatayu toyis pochus mishava pruta. The first case, the toyis, the mistake that the husband made is that he gave his wife less than a shava pruta for the kedushin. For the Gemara pochus mishava pruta vejikatoni lo. That can't be the first case of toyis, because the next case is pochus mishava pruta. So Chur, two separate cases. So Chur says two different cases. So Gemara says, no, I tell you, Perusha come forish. It's only coming to explain, it's really one case, and it's only explaining it. Kitcha betois, Ketzad. What's the case where a husband marries his wife and he made a mistake? That we say, lady, if he makes beer with her, the Kedushin is chal, Ketzad, Kegoin she kitcha betois, Neshava fruta. That he made the Kedushin at the time he gave her less than a Sheva Pruta. So then it's not Chal, but later he lived with her. So what's the Machloikis? But my Kemithu, what's the Machloikis? Masov, the Tanakama holds that Odim, Yodeyesh, Shein Kedushin, Toivsim, Pachum, the Sheva Pruta. A person realizes it later on, like Ozicha find out about it, that the Kedushin is not Chal with the Pachum, the Sheva Pruta. At the time, maybe he didn't realize it, but for sure later on he's going to realize it, and he realizes now that he's not married to her. Therefore, when he lives with her, when he has beer with her, the svar is the goma robo l'shem kedushin. For sure, is being born now, living with her, with a das to make kedushin. That's why he says the Tanakhama says she's mekadeshes. Umasova, Rabbi Shimon says no. In adam yodei shem kedushin toyusim mipachum shem apruta. A person doesn't realize this; he doesn't find out about it so much. If he made the kedushin at the beginning, less than shem apruta, you don't find out about your mistakes so fast. Therefore, v'chi kobol, when you're having bia and living with her, it's a svara, adaita the kedushin of rishena bol, the svara, you're still making the kedushin, al das rishena. So therefore, the kedushin is not chal. But I call upon him, it's not a kashin rabba. It could be when you make a perisha tonight, b'shas kedushin, I'm only marrying her, Menashe does not have any nedarim. So then, even though later you are kunsi, you live with her, stam, it could be everybody holds the kedushin is not chal. Because you spoke out beferish that tonight, you can't take nedarim. Over here, the machloekis says there's no tenoyim here. Stam, you were mekadisha, and you made a mistake then, and you only gave a pocket mishava pruta. So the Tanakam holds a svara that for sure you're going to realize your mistake eventually. And therefore, it's a svara that when you have bia with her, most probably you found out already about your mistake, and therefore you're being born now l'shem kedushin, because really you want to marry your wife. Just you made a mistake at the time, you gave her less than the amount, you didn't give her enough money. So therefore we say, when you make beer now, for sure you're doing it l'shem kedushin. But I call upon him, there's no kashan rabba. More Yisrael, I have another kashan rabba. No, there's a Gemara in Gittin that says like this. If a husband tells his wife, Hareini bar alecha, I'm going to live with you, I'm going to have beer with you, l'shem kedushin, he's going to kadosh her with beer, I'm manas on a condition, though, she'ir tzaba, that your father agrees that I can get married to you. So it says, afa pish l'rotzav, even though the father never agreed to the shidduch to the kedushin, still we say that din is mekadeshes, that the husband is married to her. So here you see, even though he made a kedushin, but since he has bia with her, the shaz bia, he likes overlooks the conditions, he doesn't want his bia to be a bia's nus, so we say she's mekadeshes. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Weimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, no, that rotsa of mekadeshes, we have to find out. If the father agrees with the Kedushin, true, then it's Chal. Loi Rotsab, let's say the father did not agree with the Kedushin, then we say in the Mekadesh, he's not Mekadeshes. Now, v'yohoch, in this case, t'chitoyis isha achas dami. It's mamish like our case, where one wife, where the husband Claude made a Tanai in the Kedushin, so here the Tanakhama says, even though he was not Mekayim the Tanai, but still when he's Boiler, he does L'shan Kedushin. So it's not much like Rav Svara, even though you made a condition at Tanai, Bishas Kedushin, she does not have any Nedarim. But we see a Svara that when you live with her later, you do it Amanas, even though she does not have Nedarim. You don't want your Bia to be a Bias Nus. So we see you look your Tanoi and Bishas the Bia. So according to Kash and Rabba, you see such a Svara even by Ishachas, Bishas Bia, you overlook the Tanoim. So Gemara says, no, I tell you, Hosom Bokim Iflugi. No, I'll tell you over there, it's a different machloikis. Mas Sobra Tanakama holds Al Menashe Yirtzav. What does that mean? Al Menashe Yishtakav for your Shostakle. The Tanakama holds you'd have to Mikayim Yitanai. But when the husband made a Tanai, I'm only marrying you, Al Menashe, your father agrees. The Tanakama holds, it didn't mean that the father has to say yes. It's enough if the father keeps quiet. As long as the father doesn't protest and say no, that's called the Kiyama Tanai. Therefore, if you're Makadisha, and later when the father finds out he doesn't say anything, that's called the Kiyama Tanai. That's why she's Makadishas. Humasov, the other one holds no. Almanasha Yemer Abahain. That when the husband made a Tanai, Almanasha, if your father agrees, his das was that the husband has to say yes, the father has to say yes. And here, Vaholoy Omer Abahain. And the other case is the father did not say yes. But since the father did not say yes, that's why Rabbi Shimon says the Kedushin is not Chal. But it could be, according to everybody, when you do make it Tanai, even B'Shas Bia, you have to be Mekayim the Tanai in order for the Kedushin to be Chal. So far there's still no Kashin Rabba. Eisva, we have another Kashin. We have a Gemara in the Durham that says, Moidim Chachomim the Rebbe Eliezer, the Chachomim agreed to Rebbe Eliezer, Biktana. If you have a Ktana, young girl, Shesiya Ovia, that her father married her off. So she's Mekudeshes Midiraisa now, her father married her off. Vinis Garsha, and the husband gave her a get, so Midiraisa now she's Mekudeshes. Vihi Yisayma B'chayav. Now this girl is called the Yisayma B'chayav, means even though her father's still alive, her father now has no more right to marry her off a second time. Midiraisa, her father can only marry her off once. If she receives a get, the father can't remarry her, calls him out, she's a katana, midiraisa. Now the case is, let's say the husband went and married her back again, so the husband married her now, but avad, this kedushin is only kedushin midirabonin. And then let's say the husband died now without any children. So it says, alocha shecholetzes v'loimis yabemis. Alocha is, you're only allowed to give chalitza midirabonin, but not yibum. The husband's brother cannot marry her. Why? That the first husband gave her a get, that was chal midiraisa. V'yein chazarosa chazara gemura. Now when a husband married her back again, since she was still a ketana, that kedushin is only midirabonin. That kedushin is not midiraisa. So midiraisa, she's not married back to him again. So now negate to the second brother, this lady is an erva to him. Because originally the brother was married to a midiraisa, so she's called an eshasach. Then the brother gave her a get. So halacha is, after the brother gives her a get, the second brother cannot marry his wife. That's an erev of eshasach. Only if the first husband would have married her back again, then when the husband dies, it's called b'mokim yibum. It's called like your brother's wife that you have a b'mokim yibum. But here that your brother remarried her only midirabonin. Midiraisa, there's no kedushin. So therefore, midiraisa, this lady is an eshes ach to the brother because of the first kedushin, and they gave a get after that kedushin. So midiraisa, you can't have yibum, you can't live with her. But midirabonin, though, we say since lamaisa, the husband remarried her, so now when the husband died, midirabonin, it's his wife. So midirabonin, the brother has the mitzvah yibum. Therefore, we say shecholetzes, give chalitza. There's no issur, give me chalitza, pavlei misyabemis. Now, when was this said? Shagir Shekashi Katana. When he gave her a get, when the first husband gave her a get when she was a Katana, that was Chal Midiraisa. For Yechzir Kashi Katana, he remarried her again when she was only Katana. So therefore, the Kedushin is only Chal Midirabonin. Abba, what's going to be Gir Shekashi Katana? He gave her a get when she was a Katana. For Yechzir Kashi Gedoyla, he married her back when she was grown up a Gedoyla. Oy Shechzir Kashi Katana. Whereas even in the case that he remarried her again when she was still a ketana, the god letzloi, but she grew up with him, she became a gadol letzlo, umeis, the chur god letzlo means they grew up together, they still live together, and mestama means they live with her, he had beer with her after she became a gadol. Then we say, if he dies now, oichaletzloi mitzyabemis. That true, she's called married to a midiraisa, and therefore when the husband dies, there's a mitzvah yibum now. Therefore, the brother has the right to be miyabim, mamish, to go and marry her. Because when the husband and the brother died, he was mamish married to her. Now, Mishum Reb Lezer, the name of Reb Lezer, was says, no, chaletzes lo mityabemis. All you have to do is just give chalitza, but you can't make yibim. The Chura heals, why? Because the second kedushin, like was not chal, since you were Makadisha when she was a katana, Since she's a ketana, dushim will not chal, even though later you still live with her, we say a svar when you boil her, al das kedushin or rishayna. And the kedushin or rishayna was only with the rabbanim, therefore the lacher is, you can only give chalitza, not yibum. Now, v'hoch, over here, the ketoyis ishakas dami. It's like you made a mistake with one wife. Oh, pligi, it still is a machlekes here. Because what's the pshana tanakamer over here? True, the husband remarried her when she was a ketana. And at that time, when he made the kedushin with her, it's only chal with the rabbanim. Because even though the girl has a father, but since the father married her off once, and the husband gave her a get already once, so now the father has no right to remarry her. So when they're remarried, it's only with the Rabbanan. And now the Tanakhama says, though, but when she grows up, and he lives with her, the Biyah now is not a Biyah Manas, the first Kedushin, but it's like a new Biyah. So you see, with one wife, you have new Das. Bishas the Biyah, you have in mind to do something new. Like here, you have a das to make a new das kedushin right now. That's why midi raisa now, the kedushin is chal. Therefore, when the husband dies now, there is a mitzvah yibum. So you see, even with one wife, b'shas bia, you have new thoughts. It's like a new ma'aseh kedushin now. It's something new. So Mara says, I'll tell you now, hosam nami bokeh miflugi. Here also, it's a different machlokes. Here the svaros are like this. Mas Rabba one holds, and Tanakam holds, Adam yadei, a person realizes, shein kedushin ketana klum. At that you remarried her when she was a ketana, you know it, it's only midirais, it's nothing. It's only midirabonin. Therefore, when she becomes a gedola and you go to live with her now, it's a svar of the gomarubo l'shem kedushin. For sure, you're making the beer now l'shem kedushin. That's a tanakama svara. Not the pshat, you're changing your mind from b'shas kedushin to b'shas beer. By Nidorim, where you made a tanai b'shas kedushin, it could be even b'shas beer, also you still have the same das. Only if she does not have the Dorim. But over here, Bishas Kedushin, she was a Katana, and you knew it, so she couldn't do anything more. So now when she becomes a Gedola, you have that to live with her, L'amanas, to make this be a Shem Kedushin, to make a Kedushin Midiraisa. Well, Masaba, Reb Lezolz, no, ain't Adam Yodeya Shem Kedushin Katana Kalum. A person doesn't realize this, that when he was first Mekadasha, even though she was a Katana, he doesn't realize the Kedushin is not Chal Midiraisa. Therefore, the Chiko Boal, when he lives with her, even after she becomes a Gedola, his Svari is Adaita, the Kedushin of Rishonim Kobol. He's only being Boal Amanas, the first Kedushin. And since the first Kedushin was only Midirabonin, therefore the Kedushin never becomes Midiraisa. Therefore, Midiraisa, this lady is also with an erva to the other brothers. She's called an Eshes Ach, Shleibim Mokim Yibum. Therefore, the din is you can only make Chalitza, not make Yibum. By Koponim, there's no Kashan Rabba. Now the Gemara says, Itmanamu, you also learned like Rabbi, that Omer Rabbi Acher by Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechnan, Ha Mekadish Al Tanai, when you Mekadish your wife on a condition that she does not have any Nidorim. O Baal, even though later you live with her, you make Nisuyin, Stam, without any conditions, still the Vrihakol and it's Richa Menoget. Everybody holds, even Rav agrees, in such a case, you would not have to give a get. Where is the Machloikis? Like we had before, only with one wife, Cain, Shnei Noshim. Where you gave her a get, and then you remarried her, there Rav says, since you're remarrying her now, it's like a new Maisa Kedushin, you're not thinking about the first Tanai you made. For it's not a new Maisa Kedushin, you didn't give her a get in between, it's the same wife, even though you did not speak out any conditions of the Shas Nisuyin, still we say, Al Manas Das Al Tanai Rishayna, you boil her, and therefore if she has Nedarim later, it's not a Tzricha Menu get, the Kedushin is not Chal. This the Gemara says, Eisvei Ravacha Brei the Ravika Barachte. He has to cash like this. That Allah we had in Gemara and Yevomi is Chalitza Mutaz Kshera. If you make a Chalitza and there's a mistake there, still the Chalitza is still Kshera, it's still a good Kshera. It's still a Kshera, it's Kosher. Now, Eizo hi Chalitza Mutaz, what's called they made a mistake with Shas they made Chalitza? Some Rosh Lachah Rosh Lachah says, Kol Shoy Maloi Cholotzlo, if they tell like the Yovam, the man, go make Chalitza now with your Yevoma, with her, or the Kachata Kainza, and you should know that by doing this chalitza, that's the way you're going to marry her. They tell the Yovim that's the pshat. So the kitzah, he has no das to make chalitza. Really, he has in mind to make yibum. So that's called the good chalitza. Still, the chalitza is chal. This Gemara says, no, that's not true. Amr Rabbi Yechon says, no. And Yishayin, I learned that the locher is by chalitza. Bein she niskavenu, if the man had kavona of loy niskavenu. But she did not have kavona to make chalitza. Bein she niskavnehi, where she had kavona of loy niskavnehu, but he did not have in mind to make chalitza. The locher is chalitza psula. In both cases, the chalitza is no good. Ad she is kavnu shneim, and so both of them have to have kavona to make the chalitza. So you see, for chalitza, you have to have kavona. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have in mind to make chalitza. You're going to tell me now in such a case where the Yavam thinks that I'm making chalitza really is doing a ma'aseh yibum. He thinks he's marrying her this way. He doesn't realize he's doing a chalitza. He thinks he's doing a ma'aseh yibum. You want to tell me chalitza k'shera? Havada, that can't be pshat in chalitza mutas is k'shera. All right, turn over.